Adrian Peterson stuff and him stopping the run game.
What makes him so good?
He's fast and explosive, quick, but he's got power. I mean, I don't, he can juke you, but it's hard for one guy to bring him down. You know, we're going to need to. Our task this week is just getting 11 guys to the ball, and first guy hold him up, second guy get him down.
What makes him different than, say, facing Jacksonville? They're a two-headed monster. What makes him so unique?
It's not a change of pace back. You know, he's going 100 miles per hour every play, and he's going to get the bulk of their carries. So, it's all about us focusing on him and what he's going to do, and not letting him get a full head of steam going into the line of scrimmage, because he's tough. I mean, if you hit him at the line of scrimmage, he's going to fall forward and get 2 or 3 yards.
With ferocious quarterbacks, that pose a different challenge. I mean, the guy has seen basically everything in the league.
I expect them to be, a well-prepared offense. I expect Farrakh to come in and, not make any mistakes. He's going to do what he has to do to keep the chains moving. And so, we've got a tough task to stop this offense.
You take away a couple plays in the Houston game. You guys generally happy with how the defense played?
I guess you could say that. Lapses will kill a defense and kill a team. We just can't give up big plays, and we can't have mental mistakes or missed tackles. So, if we want to be a top defense, that's something we got to fix.
You play Minnesota this week, a team you guys don't see very often. What are some of the things that are different about preparing for a team that's not in your division or in your conference you see very often?
It's a number of things. It's going to be a matter of watching extra film, getting comfortable. I mean, there's a certain comfort level when we face Jacksonville or Houston or Indy, because we prepare for them twice a year. We know their personnel for the most part. This week it's about studying their tendencies, their formations, and their personnel. So when you play an unfamiliar opponent, it just takes a little bit of extra study time to get familiar with them.